Here are today's top stories. Well, George Lucas is leaving. Oh, we don't have a Star Wars clip. Can I just do it myself? The Force is with you. I got a bad feeling about this. George Lucas and his Lucas Museum of Leftover Props are going to California. He and the mayor both took the opportunity to take parting swipes at the Friends of the Park, really so they can vilify them for the next fight. In the end, an outsider billionaire like the lakefront got married there, said, hey, I want to buy this, which is against the rules. A very small and very non-elite non-for-profit is the only group left that is paying attention to rich guys and rich politician land grabs and challenged the lakefront construction in court, which is where it's still at. But Lucas, he wanted to move now, break ground, be damned the rules. I made American Graffiti. See, he and the mayor didn't want to wait for the possibility that a court may agree with Friends of the Park, because then that would set precedent. And then the other rich people would not be able to build their vanity projects on the lakefront, and on and on and on. See, George Lucas is not of the people. He wants to take the people's land and build something with his name on it. Not unlike, I don't know, Ford or Rockefeller or Vanderbilt or the Koch brothers. If he wanted to give back to the city, he could have chose anywhere else but our front yard. How about Inglewood? How about Michigan Avenue? If he were adamant about the lakefront, he could have waited for the courts. But he didn't, which to me is interesting. So the man wants his toy. He wants us to end up paying for it. Don't buy the $700 million investment garbage, because you know we'd be paying through admission fees and maintenance and hidden costs like, oh, wow, it takes $300 million to wax C-3PO. Because if it wasn't the Friends of the Park, it would have been someone else who challenged why we were crowding the lakefront with a personal vanity project. So enough. Look at who has to gain here. Lucas gains. Emmanuel gains. Chicago, you and me, we do not. We get to see how movies are made? Like, look at Stormtrooper suits or art collected by Lucas himself? Yeah, that's what's missing in this city. So I, for one, would like to thank Friends of the Park for their service, and good luck when Mayor Emanuel jumps quick to shove another vanity project down our throats because he feels like he's got some political upper hand. Just watch. And remember, this could have been put somewhere else. So before you let politicians and billionaires point fingers, ask yourself, the lakefront, why? Hey, Han, let's sword fight. I'm not doing it justice. Read the Pulitzer Prize winner Blair Kamen's column today in the Tribune. He breaks it down. What else? The stock market's super down, and Donald Trump put another foot in his mouth about Scotland. So this is what a presidential candidate does. When there's a big news story, he comes out on social media with rash, inaccurate statements that are quickly disputed or discredited by the world. It's shocking how many mistakes Donald Trump is making. Shocking. And if that's not enough, well, Bernie Sanders today said he's not endorsing Hillary Clinton for now. Okay, Bernie needs just something to hold on to, even when it's slipped away. He's like the angry man at the CC's pizza buffet, just standing there staring till more pepperoni comes out. But guess what? No more pepperoni's coming out. It's too close to close. In weather, beauty, but like a Chris Sale fastball, here comes the heat. 90s this weekend. In sports, Derrick Rose was introduced to the New York media where he said he didn't know why he was traded, but he wanted to thank the Bulls for doing so. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Yeah, you had it so bad, dude. But he did write a love letter today, and he said that he's motivated to make the playoffs and beat the Bulls, so that's going to be gut-wrenching to watch. The Cubs, wow, 4 in a row. They've lost 4 in a row. So I think it's time to bring back the Download Sports talk show host. Matt, told you! I told you it's Joe Maddon and Theo! And Ricketts, and all these young players, we need a team. Something's got to give. It's ridiculous. All right, we're giving away a six-pack of Pepsi for anyone who could spell Alfonseca. And that was the Download Sports talk show host. The Sox get the Blue Jays at the Cell tonight. You know, it really doesn't stop. Tough schedule. Jose Abreu's out, resting his leg after he got pegged the other night, although I would say it wasn't his leg. Like a fastball to the groin. Yikes. And finally tonight, the Green Bay Packers' Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers will be interviewed by authorities after reports linked them to performance-enhancing drugs. Wait a second. That's not drugs. It's just really good cheese. There's a difference. Or is there? That's the carry out for June 24th, 2016. Hey, enjoy the weekend. Carry out.